Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check.
It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Sunday, July 14, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'm very, very, very excited about tonight's program. In case you haven't been on the internet or on the TV or read a newspaper in the last 24 hours, you know that the long-awaited verdict in the George Zimmerman trial was handed down last night, and he was acquitted of all charges brought against him. And this is, of course, touched off quite an episode on Twitter and in the streets of the United States. A lot of people have been, you know, this has been a very sensitive, racially charged a case that the media has done a fantastic job of overhyping and setting up folks who support Trayvon for disappointment. It's a sad scenario, no matter how you look at it. Tonight, hopefully, we can have a civilized discussion about the case, the trial, the evidence, and the ultimate verdict in this incident that happened, the unfortunate killing of Trayvon Martin last year at the hands of George Zimmerman. And as I understand, there are right now there are people protesting, demonstrating all over the United States. Many big demonstrations in major cities. I've seen a few updates from New York City, Los Angeles, Oakland. Some of these demonstrations are getting a little rowdy, getting a little out of hand. There have been reports of vandalism, and I noticed that the folks in Oakland are burning the American flag. That makes sense. Let's see. Droning innocent children, brown children halfway across the world doesn't cause people to take to the streets and burn a flag. The revelation that the government has the ability to spy on all of the United States citizens doesn't cause people to burn the flag. Funding of essentially terrorists in other countries to overthrow governments, that doesn't cause people in Oakland to burn flags. There, I could think of dozens of reasons why someone would be pissed off at the U.S. government to the point where they would burn a flag. But what does a shooting incident have to do? A shooting incident in Florida have to do with the United States? How do you connect those dots? It defies logic. Okay, sue me for trying to figure this out, but it just boggles my mind. And I'm hoping to get some enlightenment tonight. Now I know tensions are high on the internet. Tensions are high everywhere among people. And you know, it's perfectly fine to be upset. If you really believe that Trayvon Martin was killed, was murdered, you know, whether you think Zimmerman should have gotten manslaughter or second degree murder, that's your right. You have every right in the world to have an opinion about this. And it's great that we are in a country where we can express those opinions, even if your opinion is completely wrong. People just—I don't know, man. It really disappoints me. Some of these people that the way they react. You're not endearing yourself to anybody that might be on the fence. It's I think it's counterproductive, to be honest. I have no problem with people demonstrating, you know, voicing their opinion, exercising their right to free speech, even if I disagree with them. I don't think this Zimmerman situation is as cut and dry as people want to make it out to be. It just blows my mind that people are taking sides. It blows my mind that there are sides to this. And to me, there is. An element of racism and racial profiling and all sorts of injustices out there. And I honestly don't believe this is the case to use as an example. I would say a much more appropriate example would be the Oscar Grant incident. The Oscar Grant killing, to me, was a total injustice, and it's just it's a shame that Johann Messerli isn't a household name like George Zimmerman. Basically, Oscar Grant was executed in front of hundreds of witnesses, and the police officer that executed him essentially got off with a slap on the wrist. Now, there was a lot of local coverage, a lot of local activists that were, raising hell about it. But it never caught on with the national media. And part of it is because it was an officer involved shooting. Notice how these officer involved shootings never make it into big national news unless it's somebody that goes completely wacko and AWOL like a Dorner, Chris Dorner. If it's not something like that, the media is not going to cover it. So hopefully we can have a good discussion tonight. I'm really happy to have three wonderful guests lined up tonight, and I'm going to get to them very soon. Thank you everybody for joining me in the chat room. Let me give a big ups to everyone who is in there at the moment. I've got let's see, About Blank, actions, Anon Re, Anti-Crisis 73, Apocalypse, okay, Becca Lena, welcome Becca Lena, Canadian Glenn in the house. What up, Canadian Glenn? Chef Bonardie in the building. What's up, Chef Bonardie? City of Flint in the house. What's up, City of Flint? Danny Dantalion in the building. Welcome, Danny Dantalion. Divine Nachos. Welcome, Divine Nachos. Freed Planet is in the house. Also, big ups to Free It All in the house. F-T-Wops? All right, you're there too, F-T-Wops. Fuck You One is in the house. Welcome, Fuck You One. Goofy Bone in the building. What up, Goofy Bone? I was on Goofy's show the other day. That was fun times. Hammurabi's Code in the house. iBots. Welcome, iBots. Jewish Producer in the building. Another Blog Talk Radio late night stalwart. Jewish Producer, whose co-host, Mr. Midnight Movie, is going to be one of my guests tonight. Legendary Asshole, thank you for joining me. Ms. Wisconsin, thank you for joining the program. Nigger Christ in the chat room. Welcome, Nigger Christ. Knickknack in the house. What up, Knickknack? Now in session. Welcome, Now in Session. O'Kanigan. All right, welcome, O'Kanigan. Org 9 in the house. Show Minamimoto. Okay, welcome, show. Hello, Soul Butter. Welcome to the program, Soul Butter. Technological Viking in the house. Urizenus Skylar something or other is in the building. Shadow DXS. What up, Shadow? X you out in the house. Hey, X you out. Good to have you here. And Spyco in the building. Spyco in the house. Also, tons of guest listeners. Guest listeners, if you're new to Blog Talk Radio and you want to engage in the chit-chat room, which I don't blame you if you don't want to, but if you do, it's real easy to sign up for BTR. You can get a free account, no problem. It's like any other social media site. You just create a screen name and blah-bitty-bloobity, and you can jump in the chat room and chit-chat with all these morons that listen to my show and pollute my chat room all night. Good times. Okay, so I'm going to get to my guests here in just a second. As you know, I always have my guests curate the music for tonight, for the show. And for tonight's show, oh yeah, did I say my guests? My guests are The Real M. Brooks, Punk Boy SF, and Mr. Midnight Movie. And Punk Boy requested this track. It's by Mad Genius. I don't know. It's a little remix track with samples of the 9/11 calls from the night of Trayvon's death. So here's that track, and we'll be right back after these messages with Punk Boy. BRB. BRB. BR. Oh, here we go.
Denver Police Department.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy. He's got a hand in his waistband.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay. These assholes, they always get away.
Thank you. is 911, correct?
Correct.
Someone's out there with a flashlight.
A flashlight.
He's behind my house.
Where at? Is he right outside?
Right outside our house.
Pouring rain, why would they be outside?
Why black Hispanic when you saw him?
Couldn't tell. There's a black guy standing over him with a white t-shirt.
They're wrestling right in the back of my porch.
Wrestling would be
like me. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. I can open my window and hear it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Outside.
It sounded to me like a male.
A man laying on the ground that needed help.
The guy's yelling help.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
I'm looking out my deck and someone's screaming, hollering, yelling and screaming, help.
Like, hurry up, they're right outside my house.
Lock your front door.
Jeremy, get down. No, come here. Jeremy, get in here now.
Get inside, get inside. Get inside.
I just heard gunshots.
Screaming stop.
I see the person right now. I see him walking. I don't know what he did to this person.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure the guy is dead.
I mean, they're looking at the person that's dead. I just can't I mean, I would have helped if I could have. I want to know what happened. Why would somebody kill someone like that?
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got talent right.
Yeah. You already know what it is. Excuse me. Was a little verklempt there. Need to hydrate. Hang on. Much better. There's nothing quite like a nice, cool, refreshing beverage. Don't you think? Alrighty, so back to the show. I'm Vince, and tonight we're going to talk about the George Zimmerman trial, which came to an end last night. But before we get to that and my guests, I hope you will all join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Everybody raise your hands, your right hands.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Which is also one of my favorite Metallica records. So that goes out to all the people who are burning flags in Oakland. All right, let's get to business here. My first guest, he is a Bay Area person as well. I'm always stoked to have Bay Area family on the show. We've talked about getting him on the show for a while now, and I'm glad we finally made it happen. I am referring to Punk Boy. He goes by Punk Boy in SF. Welcome to the show, Punk Boy.
It sounded like somebody answered you, and that wasn't me, but... I've heard something answer in my ear. I don't know what it was. Anyway,
oh.
I'm here.
Oh, that's just the NSA. Don't worry about that. That's the
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, at least I don't have the FBI waiting outside of my house for me like I used to. Apparently, it was just psyops when the camp were around.
Right on. I understand you're a little you have a little bit of an ailment, so you're not able to be mobile to be out and following these demonstrations. Is that right?
It's my like genetic vaccine that my mom and grandpa gave me, so it acts up every once in a while. It just keeps me from jumping up and down and running from the cops like I should be.
Cool. So tonight, have you been keeping track of all the reactions to all the demonstrations that are going on tonight?
I have, sort of from both sides. I mean, I get that everybody wants to frame this as a racist thing, and that's sort of the way I would do it in my head, but that wasn't really the question in front of the jury from what I was reading. It was basically, you know, there were certain legal questions, and there was a slight twinge of hope in the back of my head when I saw... one of the news agencies, or I don't remember who it was exactly, tweeted that the jury wanted clarification on what the exact details were for them to find manslaughter. And I thought that was like, oh, they're either going to find it that way, or possibly they wanted a definition to make a distinction between that and the second-degree murder, and they might be aiming for the higher one. But it seemed that it was like that was their last grasp at like, well, can we at least give him this? And they ended up not going for any of them.
Uh-huh.
And it, I was kind of surprised. I thought when they brought manslaughter in and dropped one, I think it was a first-degree charge, but whatever, for whatever reason they added manslaughter to the charges, I thought at least he would get that. I mean, just from that 911 call that you hear at the beginning of that song that the Mad Genius blog had made, like right when he thinks he's hung up the phone and he says, damn it, these assholes always get away. I mean, that's at least forethought that he's going to be doing something to this kid. Whether he was intent on killing them or something,
there's
some sort of intent behind it.
Yeah, there's no it's not a secret that this guy was kind of a wannabe or is or was, I don't know, however you want to put it, but Zimmerman was at the time sort of a wannabe cop, wannabe law enforcement type. You know, that's why he became the neighborhood watchman.
I think he's got a few extra scars in that column when they go to look at his application now.
dude, I'll be surprised if anybody hires that guy. He's probably going to work for family or friends.
I think him and Casey Anthony should get together and have a kid.
I mean, the rest of his life is fucked. Forget it. He's going to be looking over his shoulder every day of his life. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, he's the new Casey Anthony. I mean, she got off scot-free, but, like, nobody sees her out in public whatsoever.
At this point now, I kind of fear for him and his family's safety.
And he's not going to get any credit cards from now on because CNN, like, totally doxed him and put out his Social Security number.
Oh, my God. I want to say I can't believe that they did that, but...
It's CNN.
It's
CNN. Not new.
It's CNN. They freaking published his social security number, all his personal information on air, got screen capped, spread like wildfire on the internet. He is gonna, dude. He could probably own CNN if he wanted to. Like, that's bullshit.
Another high-profile case. You think he really wants to go through that?
Oh, and not only that, like, during the trial, they were censoring some of the audio. Like, at times there'd be dropouts in audio because they wanted to, I don't know, redact something. No, they would just redact it for some sort of purpose. But whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people, especially Anons and people like on Twitter saying like, oh, they're just trying to distract us with race this and race that. This from the beginning was a cause that the Occupy movement and Anonymous took on from the start. Like, we all had our hoodie marches, so it's not like this is, you know, some sort of distraction from other news, because this was going to be news whether we wanted it to be or not, because we wanted it to be at the beginning. So I don't think it's a distraction from anything. If anything, I'm still confused about the Snowden guy and him being a distraction from the funding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm on board with you on that. Well, I think,
so I don't know, can we switch topics to Snowden? Because this is the thing that really gets me. I am, like, so divided on what the fuck this dude is about. Because it seems now that he's gone to collecting asylum offers. From what I heard and what I thought I saw Brigitte Jonsdottir of Iceland tweet was that early on they had offered him asylum. And then after their peaceful revolution and the kicking out of the banksters, and the Rothschilds and whatever, and having, you know, their parliament now being run by, what is it, the, like, Green Earth of the Future Party, the Green Party, and the Pirate Party basically run their parliament. So they're basically like a WikiLeaks country for the most part. And if it's true that they offered him asylum first and he didn't take it, I started to think, like, maybe he's, you know, because the U.S. always plays things in for the long game. Like, so if they've got this guy out there as sort of some weirdness to, like, smoke out Julian Assange was what's crossed my mind a few times, because it seemed he wanted to go and go for asylum in Ecuador, first of all, and it doesn't seem like they did. But I don't know, it's just weird. I one half of me wants to think that he's some sort of psyop, and the other half is like, well, he looks like he might be on the up and up. And one of the articles that I did see come out of The Guardian, and it came out from the environmental section, and I tweeted it out, and I did it again earlier, through my feed and the Urinon Live feed, is that one of the articles in The Guardian had some other parts of the leaks which aren't getting as much publicity. But if it's PSYOPs, I would think that this article would be getting more traction. And it basically ties together the question of why is DHS stockpiling all this ammunition? What are these FEMA camps going to be for? You know, what are they preparing for? What type of civil unrest is going to be happening in the U.S.? And some of those NSA leaks sort of detail what they're preparing for in black and white. And it's basically that there's going to be a huge oil shortfall starting around 2015, they expect. And with the oil shortfall comes the fall of the petrodollar and our economic grip on the world. And basically they think that some sort of civil unrest, especially if there's an environmental catastrophe like a hurricane or something hits at the same time, that will just cause everybody to all of a sudden care, which I don't understand where they get that assumption from, because the U.S. doesn't seem to really care about much. But that they think that people will uprise after that, and that they have to be prepared for that, which is why they're watching all of us, you know, activists and social justice people, like, very carefully, because they think we'll be the leaders of this uprising.
Yeah, but we're not. But you know what? But you know what? We're not going to burn flags over that. No. We're gonna. That's not flag burning worthy. Sorry, Matt.
But
sorry.
You know what is the thing that will actually get the fucking Americans to care that much? Like, in mass, like, you know, Occupy seemed to be like the beginning of a spark, and it was doused very quickly. But, like, that took, what, from 2008 to 2011, like 3 years after the fact and after the banks fell and we propped them back up. I mean, it took 3 years for that to sink in, people, and now nobody did the shit about it. Obama hasn't done anything whatsoever to fix the banks. I mean, what can you get people to care that much that they don't have oil for their cars? Is that it? Is that the one thing that's going to trigger this again?
No, there's no doubt that
all the media is there to, they're the fourth arm. There's a reason why they're called the fourth arm or whatever, the fourth branch of the government. Look, I'm a self-avowed fascist. I know how this works. Okay. So it's basically, corporate, government corporatism, I guess is a good word for it. And it's happening in every single sector. Everything I talk about on this show always comes back to some sort of corporate government collusion, and a lot of this stuff is just happening in broad daylight. And I certainly think that things like the Casey Anthony trial, what was that, Judy Arias, the George Zimmerman. I think a lot of these cases are sensationalized for a reason. There's a reason why all the stations want you to know about this and not talk about Michael Hastings. How come nobody's talking about Michael Hastings and forget conspiracy theories, okay? I don't even want to talk about his death and whether or not it was, an inside job or something. What I'm curious about is the fact that that guy was doing some hardcore reporting. A story on the head of the CIA, okay? And he's working on other stuff. He's warning his friends that the FBI is going to start interviewing them and stuff. And and he's working all these stories at the same time I'm afraid we're never going to see the light of day. Like, I'm really curious, what was he working on?
He was in our circle. He's like Glenn Greenwald, Anonymous, WikiLeaks, and Barrett Brown, Project PM. He was also working with Barrett on his stuff too. It's like they're coming after all of us eventually.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
And whether or not he was actually forced off the road or whatever weirdness might have happened with the accident, I mean, he could have just gotten to a point where he was ultra paranoid about it and overreacted to something in the road. I mean, that's quite possible too. But wasn't there some weirdness about the engine being like 50 feet away from the actual crash or something?
Yeah, no, that stuff it defies the laws of physics. That happens all the time. But
9/11, kind of stuff.
But that's what they want you to focus on. They want you to focus on the conspiracy. They don't want to they don't want to know what the reason behind that is. They just want you to look stupid. That's why none of these. That's why BuzzFeed isn't saying anything about this because they don't want to be characterized as tinfoilers. They don't want to be categorized as conspiracy theorists or Alex Jones types. So they're not even going to touch it. Their own colleague, the guy that was going out there to Los Angeles to help set up the BuzzFeed office there, who's probably some really interesting stories for BuzzFeed at the time's death. BuzzFeed just barely even, just gives like an obituary, and that's about it. They don't bother to reveal any of his work in progress or anything. They just don't give a fuck. They're just like a bunch of egomaniac hipsters that want to look cool on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on BuzzFeed once, and it was for the silly thing, but, I don't consider them news for the most part, at least not the stuff I have to see in half the time.
Yeah, not at all.
They're mostly like top 10 list of silly shit half the time I see anything coming out from them.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay kicking it tonight with Punk Boy. Great to have him on the show. We've kind of derailed from the topic as per usual. Par for the course here, but I'm going to try to get us back on track here. And as much as I think this George Zimmerman trial was a huge diversion from more issues that have a wider impact that affect more people. Because let's face it, as crazy as this trial and incident was, who's really affected by it? It's Trayvon Martin, obviously, and George Zimmerman and their families and friends who have to deal with it. It's really their problem. It's not my problem. I can sit on the sidelines and say, fuck, that's fucked up. But it's not really going to affect me. I don't think it has any consequence to my existence whatsoever, other than that it's something interesting to talk about and debate, and, you know, it's better than watching Law and Order. It's the stuff like what the fuck we're doing in Syria. What's that all about? What are we really doing? Who are we giving arms to in Syria? You know, what blows me away is it seems like Obama wants to disarm Americans and arm jihadist rebels, a ragtag crew of death squads in Syria, and nobody's talking about it. Not to mention all the drone attacks that have happened. I mean, he just blew up a couple, like three more people a couple of days ago. You see that in the news? No. But whatever. I think there is, but I think if you just take this Zimmerman case as a microcosm of the case itself, is almost irrelevant when you're on the outside. It's more of a to me, it's all about people's reaction to it. You can learn a lot about people by how they react to stories like that. And you know, I respect people's perspectives, and I'm anxious to hear more perspectives. And somebody who I'm sure is going to have a pretty interesting. I'm hoping inflammatory take on this whole George Zimmerman thing, and I'm talking about my home skillet, Mr. Midnight Movie. Welcome to the show, Mr. Midnight Movie. Are you there?
I am there. Thank you for having me. I'm there. I'm here with my puppet master, Jewish producer.
You will say that's, what I think, and you will think what I say.
That's correct. Not always, but we like to play that part. You know, I think the verdict is a case for self-defense. I'm a person who believes that once you raise a hand to somebody or hit somebody, that person has the right to respond by any means necessary to repel that attack. And, you know, regardless of who started the fight, because that's the big issue, if somebody feels in danger of their life, they have the right to respond with deadly force. And you know what? I mean, this kind of thing rarely, if ever, happens. And people are protesting in the street on things that rarely happen. That one, I don't know her name, but that overweight chick that couldn't read cursive. Why are people protesting about the horrible schools in our country instead of protesting this rarity? You know, and it happens far more the other way around with blacks killing whites. Far more the other way around than whites killing blacks. And it's just, you know, it's selective outrage in this country.
Oh, and not to mention the black on black crime that's happening every day.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's freaking genocide going on the streets of Chicago, on the streets of D.C. These urban centers that are all, you know, democratically run, democratically as in Democrat mayors, and so on and so forth. These are they have the most stringent gun laws, and they have the highest gun violence rate. Like,
and they all come out of the civil rights industrialized complex, and if they had their way, our country would be one big fucking ghetto.
No doubt.
And all the you know, in my opinion, a lot of these people protesting, they're just, you know, it's just, it's, you know, like, even if I were, because I was in favor of a not guilty verdict, but I wouldn't be out there protesting this kind of thing. This is just silly. And it's like there's so much more out there. I'd be very upset, though, if it had gone the other way. But there is so much out there worth protesting. This to me is just it's just kind of sad how the civil rights and I believe Kasarge was on my show last night, how the civil rights industrial complex has manipulated things to such a degree to get people fooled and to get them to react. And white guilt is a part of that too. There are a lot of white people out there protesting too, who've drinking the Kool-Aid.
No doubt. Not this cat though, man. I don't. I can see it for what it is, and that's and you said it right off the bat there. This case is not about anything more than self-defense. Did George Zimmerman, you know, justifiably use lethal force in self-defense? And based on the facts, the evidence, the testimony, everything, you know, it's got to be beyond a reasonable doubt. You know, and the burden of proof is on the prosecution, and you know, pretty much, you know, everything more or less pointed to the fact that he got to the point where he legitimately thought his life was in danger, and he pulled the gun. And it's too bad that the one shot, you know, killed him. I mean, it's too bad it couldn't have, like, hit his shoulder or something.
There are so many people, I mean, they compare this to, I mean, someone tweeted, you know, we're back in the days of Emmett Till. You know, Trayvon, it was a tragedy, but Trayvon Martin is no Emmett Till. Okay? And it's one thing to remember the past, it's another thing to live in it. And a lot of these civil rights movement individuals, they live in the past, and they try to get people's passion up, and it's just, you know, a lot of people out there who love this kind of thing. A lot of people who, you know, there was a fat, overweight black chick that was pointing to a camera, had iced tea and Skittles in her hand. And it's like, this kind of buffoonery is the dumbing down of our nation. It's making our country stupid.
Yeah, yeah. And what's scary is it almost feels like it's happening by design. But whatever.
I don't know if it's necessarily by design. I think these people, they make money off that. They make, you know, certainly Al Sharpton made his money off of controversy. I don't know if you remember the Tawana Brawley case. And here we go again with something that these. That the civil rights industrial complex is salivating over. It's just sad. And it's really disgusting how many whites have bought into it and aren't fighting back.
Yeah. I think it really just comes down to the fact that people are lazy, and they're complacent, and they like to feel cool. They want to be on the right side. They want to be on the, you know, the ethical side, the edgy, you know, righteous side of history, and or whatever. And I think there's a lot. First of all, there's a shit ton of slacktivism going on, where it's just these keyboard warriors who bloviate on Twitter or whatever social media.
But I think a lot of these people who are out here protesting, a lot of them are probably people who don't have good jobs or don't have jobs at all, and are just individuals who love to over dramatize things, and just love to get out there and basically rebel rouse. They love it. They live for it.
Oh yeah. There's an element of that, where especially here in Oakland, there's these guys that, you know, they think they consider themselves anarchists or whatever, but they're not even that. They just want to fuck shit up, and they'll you know, use any excuse to just go out there and fuck shit up. And
they don't care about anybody else.
They're essentially provocateurs.
They love the spotlight. Instead of anarchists, they should probably be called narcissists, is what they are.
Yeah.
And the civil rights movement is filled with them, filled with narcissists.
Yeah.
In with concern, but deep down, they really love the spotlight. They really love to go out and bloviate and make noise. I mean, I like to bloviate too, don't get me wrong.
Oh, I know. I know. You are a world renowned bloviator.
Yes, yes. But, you know, it's like they get so passionate that they almost want to get violent. The few people that I've talked to, you know, it's like they get so passionate that it's almost like they want to get violent. There's no civility with them. And it you know, about what? You know, it's like it's not your son, it's not your brother, your uncle, it's just a person, you know, you didn't even know him, and you act like it's a personal friend of yours. It's absurd. And they might say, you know, particularly blacks might say, well, you're not black. Well, you know, it doesn't happen that often, and like I said, it happens far more the other way around. I don't know if Jewish producer has anything to say, the puppet master, because he actually talked to a lady today who didn't.
Well, yeah, I think you touched on that a little earlier, Vince, that, you know, just walking the dog, I couldn't even get through a conversation with my emotional neighbor. First of all, her dog shits all over the cement every day. I mean, there's like little puddles all around the fucking block. But then we start talking about Trayvon, and you know, she just drove me nuts. After about 10 seconds, she said, "Hey, you know, the police. He was told to stay in his car." And I said, "Whoa, wait a second. Nobody told him to stay in his car. Not in those exact words." And she, her voice went through the roof. Well, you go back and listen to it. And I just
and no, and if you listen to it though, they say I don't know what the exact wording is, but it's something like, oh yeah, we don't need you to do
that.
We don't need you to do that. And you know what his answer is? Okay.
What was his answer? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was going back to his car. And I mean,
he was like, okay, and he went back to his car. He was pissed off. Yeah. I mean, he was in, you know, had adrenaline, and he wanted to get. There's no doubt, like, yeah, he was probably had some adrenaline flowing, and it sounds to me like he was walking back to his car, dejected, pissed off because he couldn't follow the guy.
Yeah, he did get, and yeah, I mean, nobody, there was no eyewitnesses that account for his saying otherwise, and actually. The police officer tried to say to him that, you know, there's a tape of the altercation, and he said, good.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of their interrogation tactics, is they say, you know what, to be honest, we got surveillance tape, and we're able to retrieve video recording off of your cell phone and Trayvon's cell phone, and so we have it pretty much all documented. And he was like, sweet, awesome. So he's either a fantastic actor, or he more or less told the truth.
Yeah, I had that tactic pulled on me. I was accused of driving a golf cart into a pool, and I was summoned to the police. I thought he just said he wanted to get extra information, and he said, you know, we have it on tape. And I said, good, you'll find out who did it. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
You know,
all right. You know. I want to keep going, keep moving on here. But stay right there, guys. Don't go anywhere. Unfortunately, we lost Punk Boy. But thanks to Punk Boy for coming out. But now I'm going to add my next guest, who's been waiting very patiently. Welcome the lovely Monica. Hello, Monica. Are you there?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, so much better now that you're here.
I have that effect.
Oh, yeah, you do.
It's part of my charm.
So Monica.
Yes, love.
We're talking about this, this court thing. It's stupid, but whatever.
Are you using your cat daddy voice on me?
What are you talking about? What cat daddy voice?
That's that sexy man how you doing girl voice. You're not fooling anybody. We got company. You can't be doing that around company.
All right, my bad. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Monica to the panel tonight. Monica is a good sport, and I'm glad she's here. And she is going to share with us her take on all this George Zimmerman stuff. Monica, what's your reaction to the verdict and the reaction to the people's reactions to the verdict?
Here's the first thing: I expected a not guilty. I don't agree with it, but I did expect it because of the rules of Florida and the standards of self-defense. I did not expect anything other than a not guilty. That's something new because apparently black people expected there to be guilt. I am not one of those people. My reaction is, if you're mad, then do something. So they're mad, so they're doing something. I'm not really surprised at the reaction. I appreciate their restraint. Well, at least the restraint they had until it got dark, because I hear L.A. is crazy right now. I hear New York is about to be crazy. So.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Oakland. I think everybody in Oakland went back to all the hipsters in Oakland went back to their lofts, and they're just getting baked now. High five.
The same thing that always happens. The people who are well-meaning and are there for a specific purpose are there until somebody messes it up, and then everybody's like, fuck it, we're going home.
Yeah.
It happens every time. It happened at Oscar Grant. It happened, the first time. It happened right after Occupy Oakland. It happens every time. It's probably the same five dudes.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Messing it up for everybody.
I wouldn't be surprised. Monica,
I don't march anymore. I'm a little too old and I got kids. But
yeah.
I'm not hating on them for doing it.
Right. So what's your background? Are you in the Bay Area?
Yes, sir. I am. I live by the lake, sir.
All right. Okay, sweet.
But
so
I was
another,
born
another
I was born in Buffalo, New York, raised in San Diego, up here from college. I'm a Virgo. I like walks on the beach. The same suit, different bowl.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's we'll talk off air. Well, in the green room, we'll exchange our
stuff. Hey, boy.
Yeah, this is great. I've had now that two of my three callers are from the Bay, and all three are in California. And speaking of L.A., Mr. Midnight Movie and Jewish Producer are down in Southern California. What are you guys seeing on the news down there? Did we lose you guys?
We're not seeing anything more than what's happening over there in Oakland.
I'm just looking on my Yahoo, and I'm looking at pictures of the verdict, and I hear they are going a little bit crazy out there.
I heard they blocked
LA.
The Highway 10. I heard they blocked Highway 10 down there.
So, yeah, I mean, they're protesting. I don't know. It's,
good times.
I don't know what's going to change from that protest. And it's to me, kind of just kind of a sad case.
Yeah. All right. 347-826-7667 is the number. I am on the air live with Mr. Midnight Movie, Jewish producer, and Monica. We're discussing the George Zimmerman verdict and the whole situation. And we are going to take a quick little brickety break here and come back. We've got a lot of callers lined up. So if you're on hold, be patient. When we come back, we're going to burn through some calls and see what you have to say tonight. And Monica,
yes,
asked me, I asked her to give me a song, like if she had any musical requests for the show, because I always, you know, have guests on and ask them if there's a song they would like me to play during the break. And she said, surprise me. So I took the liberty to, this is the song that I chose, and you know, it's kind of going back. I mean, I remember when the song came out, but I think it's you know, just as relevant today as it was when it came out 47 years ago today. We'll be right back here on Blog Talk Radio with Vince the Bay.
King News, and I come to you with the truth. The mean streets took 6 more lives overnight, all the result of gangbang stupidity. By the way, you gangsters should know, what do you think of with a 3-year-old girl? Local gang members, you still don't get it, do you?
It's straight up madness everywhere I look. Used to be a straight A student, now it's a crook, robbing people just to smoke and shoot up. Used to have a fruit cut, now it's a food butt. Dropped out of school and joined the neighborhood gang. Now when I say people, I mean color. You a stupid motherfucker.
Sisters, since we are the mothers of this earth, it's time we start being good mothers from the birth of our children. No time for sleeping, teaching to fight and win for the right reason. It's your time, it's your life living. Proud to be black, young and gifted, lifted by the knowledge of taking the right route. Gang violence needs to be wiped out.
One and the same, everyone came in the same chain. Thought with the same aim, brain games and names change. Destroyed the black male crack jail and semi-automatic static if the crack fails. So since we all talk the same slang, stop killing my brother because we're all from the same gang.
Don't you know we got to work all together? Make the chance because we're all in the same gang.
Now as a youth, I used to get my bang on and on the app get my part-time slang on. When the time for me was no joke, so they knew I was crazy, so they labeled me loco. Had me squeezed off that feeling 40. Low riding and tossing up a 40. Thinking never mind that no one can handle us. The Dallas brothers never touched Los Angeles.
Being a pimp that we are. We're here to figure out a situation that is going too far.
Here at home, it's the girls of L.A. We're a young black girl and I promise you she's the next day.
Cause we used to come from the streets before we made speed.
But food too late and frail and weak.
It don't depend on the color of a rag.
Cause if you got what they want, you know they're gonna take what you have.
Cause violence the only revolve from drugs and thugs and gangs and bang most times.
It's a political thing.
Yeah, a couple of spots to get tied.
And the government wants to see me to get all this stuff. I see. Ripping the microphone the way I do. Listen close, my brothers, cause I'm talking to you. The problem is we got a suicidal lifestyle. Cause 90% of us are living foul and wild. I say job, you say bad joke. I'd rather jack another brother watch the gun smoke. Living in the fast lane, flipping like you're insane. You won't stop until your blood runs down the street drain.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together? Stop the fight.
Make the change.
Yo, we're not here to preach,
yeah.
Because we're not ministers. We're telling it like it is, because Renee Dre is like sinister.
Reality speaks for itself when it's spoken.
A face-head clutch can't bring nobody for smoking.
Yo, bullets flying, mothers crying,
brothers dying, lying in the streets, that's why we're trying. It's stopping from falling apart and going to waste, and keeping the smile off a white face.
And brothers, killing other brothers. I thought the idea was to love one another. Open up the paper to one more death. If y'all keep this stuff, then there'll be no one left. I try my best to set an example, saying hype lyrics of a hip hop sample. Not just to brag at the most, but to inform, cause the living in the calm before the storm.
I'm in a rage.
Oh yeah, yo, why is that, G?
Other races, they say we act like rats in a cage. I tried to argue, but check it, every night in the news, we prove them suckers right, and I got the blues.
America,
get busy, I'm D.
The red, the white, the blue, and the blue and the red for Crimson Bloods, the white for who's got you doing time. Busting caps on one another,
the underground sound for peace among brothers.
Kill a black man,
what?
Yo, what are you, retarded?
Tell them, hum.
Yo, do you work for the Klan?
Do what you like,
unless you like gang banging. Let's see how many brothers leave us hanging.
Kicking on the ab about a quarter to nine. All the homies getting blind in an eight ball line. Now on his tip, they started running down the lip. Jumped in the deep, he took a little trip. Hit the block about 12 on the tick. The windows went down and the nine went click. People started yelling, bodies started bailing. Bullets go flying, sending something to hell in. It's gotta stop, we don't need all the violence. Peace in the hood and I'm over the silence. We got together, not from ego or fame. We got involved because we're all in the same game. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You have your own freedom of choice who to listen to. You know good from bad, fat from foul, right from wrong. Now your mother's singing that sad song.
My baby ain't never heard nobody,
but he still got smoked at baby's party. But you're not the first or the last. You're nothing but a short story from the past. You're dead now, not number one but a zero. Take notes from Easy E, the violent hero.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Show. What would you like to, what's going on?
Good evening, everybody. Not much, you know. Hang in there. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We've been talking about the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman deal. Do you have a take on that, Kat?
I think it's a little ridiculous that it takes people to this point. Like, it's not even, I mean, it's serious, but it's not too serious, and people should have been protesting, like, 6 months ago, but whatever. I've heard that Obama was going to take Zimmerman to, like, federal court. Don't know if that's true or not. And then Philadelphia over here on the East Coast was going a little crazy earlier. I don't know if they gave up or whatnot. Yeah.
Right on. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. I've got my man Ace on the line. Ace, welcome to the show. You're on with Mr. Midnight Movie.
What?
Monica.
What up, Howard?
It's Vince. It's not. Come on, dude. Just the Howard thing's old.
Hey, dude, did you buy a Sibian yet?
No, man.
Really?
I'm not at that level yet, dude.
I mean, I could hook you up with a few girls, you know, if you needed.
Really?
Give me some.
But I'm kind of disappointed because I thought you were going to do a show on Manning, so I had, like, all these Manning statistics. I was going to call in and do a little spill, and, you know, I find out you're talking about the same shit every other news fucking...
Yeah. Well, I am a servant of the Illuminati, so it's kind of contractual.
Yeah, me too.
No, I just thought do the obligatory Zimmerman show. I think there's people out there that legitimately are pissed off or whatever or want to voice their opinion. Why not open the lines, let people say what they want, get some people on that I don't know, have some brain cells to share their take on it, and then take calls and you know, whatever. Let it roll. We got Sue Basco on deck. Facebook is going to call in. Is on standing by. We also have Spyco, City of Flint, Nigger Christ, and several more people. So it could get interesting.
Man, between me and you, we all know Jesus wasn't black. Jesus
okay,
didn't
we'll
get
just,
shot.
Okay, we'll just keep that between you and me then.
Sure.
All right. Are you trying to tone hack my show? What are you doing, man?
Why was you asking me such a question? Really?
Because I know about you, dude. Dude, the guy's number is 666-666-6666.
By the way, feel free.
There
to
you go. You're doxxed. You're so doxxed.
I'm doxxed. I'm from hell, bitches.
That's right. He's Satan. I'm proud to... Surprise! Proud to...
By the way...
Satan has,
like,
called my show.
Take a picture of that and then post it so they'll believe you, because we've already got people saying it's not my real number.
Oh. Yeah, I could screenshot it, but I mean, whatever. People will say, oh, it's Photoshop, bro. No, I'm looking at it. It's just all sick... who can't do that? If you're not elite Hacksaw and you can't do that, then you're a piece of shit.
That's right.
All right.
The other night, I have a question.
Oh, yeah, the other night.
The other night with I don't know who the fuck it was, whatever number it was you told me to call and I'd get free food, I called them from the NSA. So do they ever call back?
I never told you to call any number. You're making shit up, man.
Yes, you did. You posted it. You're like, caller number 10 gets free tacos and shit. And I called, and they just fucking kicked me off the air.
Hmm. Oh, was that Goofy Bones show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we were trolling. It was Nigger Christ and Goof, and I trolled Goofy Bones show real hard. Actually, Ince took over the show for a little while. It was pretty hilarious.
I thought I was going to be subtle by calling from the NSA agency, but I guess they didn't fucking look at the caller ID. Bitches.
Right on. All right, man. Let's see who else we have here. Sue Basco is here. Is this really Sue Basco?
What are you talking about? This is Danny. I just have a picture of Sue Basco because I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world. She's beautiful, man. How can you not love her? She's beautiful.
That's
oh, my God.
Brilliant.
I look at Sue Basco. I look at Sue Basco, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. She's so beautiful. I love those Sue Basco.
Sue Basco's not already taken. That's hilarious.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. She's beautiful. I love her.
So what's up, Danny? What's going on? What's your take on
not
that?
Much. I'm trying to stay positive, man. I'm just trying to stay positive, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stay based. I'm trying to stay positive. It's hard, though, dude. It's hard, especially because we got people out here that are fighting with addiction problems and fighting with alcoholism problems, specifically me, fighting with alcoholism problems, trying to stay positive, trying to stay based in a world where there's so many afflictions, there's so many distractions coming at you every day, and all you can do is just stay positive and just try to do the best you can every day, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I do shit that makes people mad, but you know what? It makes me happy. So, you know what? Do what you
Patriot
want to do.
Patriot Greg.
That's,
I know I'm Patriot Gregin, man. Yeah, I know I'm Patriot Gregin. I know I'm Patriot Gregin, but all my phones, I don't have access to them. I'm just trying to say, stay positive,
dude, no,
man.
You know what? Just call in under less proxies and VPNs and stuff, dude. Just cut the amount in half.
Dude, Vince, you really wish you would have had me on tonight because I said some really cool shit. But
yeah,
you didn't
it's
need
too
to...
bad. You know what? You're right. It's too bad I didn't get you on the show tonight. Damn. There's. Sorry, I can't. You know, I can't go back in time.
I know, dude. It's whatever, dude.
And, you know, if I could rewind the show, I'd put you in it. But since now,
all right. Deuces, Vince. Fuck off and die and burn in hell, you piece of shit.
You're not welcome here.
Appreciate the call as always, Danny Dantalian. We also have waiting very patiently City of Flint. What's up, City of Flint?
Hey, what up, man?
Nothing much. I'm hanging out with Mr. Midnight Movie, his evil overlord, puppet master, Jewish producer, Kat.
Yes.
Monica. Ace and you.
Right on. Well, I'm here in Flint, Michigan, and I'm trying to stay positive.
Positivity, woo!
Do you have a daily affirmation?
No, I don't.
Oh, sometimes that helps.
No, but on a serious note, real quick.
Yeah, please. Let's get real here. Real talk.
So what happened on this Trayvon Martin thing, man? I haven't been watching the news.
I would have shot him twice.
Oh.
It's because you're a douchebag. It's because you're a douche. It's also because you're a bad shot, because you would have missed the first time.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'd probably be drunk off my ass.
Good times. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines, and we have Nigger Christ now. Nigger Christ, what's up?
Oh, I'm on now?
Yeah, that's you. What's up?
Oh, yeah, I'm on that. Yeah, it's been, 36 minutes since this show started. I done cut my jackass session short just so I can call in on here and drop 45 seconds worth of knowledge. 45 seconds worth of knowledge, the NC's word, by the goddamn Zimmerman trial, and change all your opinions upside down, all your views, warp your minds, and show you the lie. But what do I get? I get left out. I get shut aside for these fuck-ass guest, and who is this fucking midnight moving motherfucker, and this Monica bitch? Fuck this Monica bitch. Her pussy probably smell like some old-ass fried chicken. Fuck her ass. Fuck this shit. Goddamn,
my
Nick Frank's going to call in on
like
this shit.
Violent.
Goddamn, every goddamn show, and this is what happens. Goddamn, I done come in here trying to reveal the secrets of the universe to you, and this is what happens. Goddamn.
Yo, man, quit trying to sound like Eminem, you wiggle wanna be motherfucker.
You mad, bro? Oh, he rage quit. He hung up.
Hell yeah.
It sounds to me like I wrestled some, or what do they say? I bristled some Jameses tonight.
Jameses? The fuck are you smoking?
Oh, bro, you don't even want to know. I'm NorCal, bro. All right, let's spice things up with Spyco. What's up, Spyco? Welcome to the show.
We're not.
Hey, Dan, what's going on?
What's going
on, Spyko. Hey, Spyko, can you do me a favor? I'm getting some feedback.
All right, I'm going to mute you.
I'm muting you. Of course. See, because what happens is Spyko is in like 45 tiny chats, a couple of IRCs, and a whole bunch of whatever, shibber-shabber, IRC, fucking ICQ bullshit, and he's running it off of his Commodore 64. Okay? He's got to get his technology together.
How many of these callers have made it out of their parents' basement?
Zero. Zero.
I'm actually in the attic, to be honest.
There you go. Yeah. How many dead bodies are there?
Yeah, that's where I am. I'm in the attic. All right, we got a shit ton of callers. We got to burn through these calls. Let's go to the phone lines. I think we might have Shadow DXS with us. Shadow, are you there?
What up, bitch?
What's up, bro?
Ladies
and gentlemen, Shadow is, for those of you who are new listeners, Shadow, of course, is our president, senior Juggalo correspondent, and he's joining us now to give us his take on what has the Juggalo community's reaction to the Zimmerman verdict been like?
Man, we are ecstatic as fuck to Zimmerman walk, because that shit's going to be funny as hell to see all of these motherfuckers just go ape shit nuts over the fact that a fucking beaner killed this little fucking child and got away with it.
Hmm.
As always, insightful commentary from our senior Juggalo correspondent, Shadow DXS. Appreciate the call. Let's check back with Spyko, see if he's corrected his technical difficulties. Spyko, are you there? Hello, Spyko. Earth to Spyko.
Hey, you prick.
All right, that's enough of that.
Monica, I apologize.
It's usually not this bad.
That's okay. Oh, can I say something?
No. I'm saying the content. Oh, you want to say something?
Yes.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Can I tell you that we are all in the same gang is one of the best songs ever.
Dude,
and it was recorded by the
part.
West Coast All-Stars in 1990 in the summer, so it would counter the winter video of self-destruction done by the East Coast. Thank you. Hip Hop Avenger out.
I have no idea what you just said. It was so boring.
The fuck did I just hear?
Ever. It's English, baby.
You guys are so rude. Come on.
It's
this
okay.
Is a... There's a woman on the line. Please.
Oh, all right.
Are we sure about that?
Hey, man,
yeah,
this
really.
Is internet radio. There are no females on the internet. Thank you.
I heard that.
You fucking retarded kid.
I heard that.
Who is the 7-year-old on the line, Vince? Who is
hello,
that? Really?
The fuck up, kid. Lady.
That's Kat. She goes by Kat.
Who? Hey, am I still on this fucking thing?
Yeah,
no,
we're
not.
We all are.
You said you're not. That's funny.
Aaron,
yeah, you're
there.
You're there.
I mean,
ole, 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 ole.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. Okay.
I keep hearing this little voice. Sounds like my conscience coming in the background.
Uh huh.
Like,
you guys are kidding, man.
Yourself.
All right. Okay. We move on. The glory rolls on. Here we go. We got a caller now. Facebook. You're on the air.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Totally.
Can you hear
What's
me?
Going on?
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, man. I have a question for you. But first, can I give you a little background about me?
Yeah. Absolutely. Go.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a rapper, but that's my background. But I have a question to you. How do I be less beta? Because I'm a total beta.
Well, the first thing you want to do, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Vince,
drink milk.
The first thing you want to do is probably maybe go into the kitchen and get something sharp and slip both through your wrists.
Funny, no, this is a serious question. Like, I go to the gym, but I'm a total beta, and I want to be in.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna set a bear trap.
I feel like I'm being raped right now listening to this.
I know. I apologize, Midnight Movie.
Hey,
Midnight Movie.
I'm getting anal bleeds right now listening to these morons.
Yeah. Okay.
This is worse than Iconoclast's penis. It's horrible.
These are the cards I'm dealt with, dude.
Yes, yeah. I know, but you gotta fold them and get a new deck. You gotta fire the dealer. Your casino's losing money with this shit. Good Lord.
To walk away.
These callers are the biggest. I thought I had morons on my scat shows. These people take the cake of human dung.
We do a show about shit. Yes. And this is still worse.
These people are horrible. Where did they get their comedy? I mean, even their comedy is just—it's dismal.
It's been a serious drop off.
Their own language.
Oh Jesus! They're just morons. They're narcissistic morons.
It's beta language.
This is worse than being around Fat Faggot for a month. This is horrible.
Monkey shoes.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Nobody is fucking worse than Bob Saget, period.
Hey, he graduated from my high school.
Leave Bob Saget alone.
Why is it every time I talk, that little voice just, god damn, it's like a little Jesus.
Thank you.
God. JP?
I want to hear, what's her name, Terminally Capitalist.
Where is that woman?
Yeah, where is that lesbian?
Watch.
She's not a caller on this show, but we do have Reaper, I cunts or something. Reaper, what's up?
That sounds like a wonderful name.
Hello.
Imagining that.
Go ahead, Reaper. You're on.
I'm from the UK. I was just wondering this whole Zimmerman trial thing.
Oh my God, you're so rude.
Right, you can be from the UK. I'm from Brisbane myself.
Can I not get a word in?
Yeah, no, hang on. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You have the floor, Reaper.
Okay, I'm from the UK, and my question is, with the whole gun laws, do you feel that they're going to be reduced or lowered?
No.
Nope. No, they're going to stay the same.
Are you really from the UK?
The last 10 years. They're not going to change now.
So who do you think should have won the trial? Zimzam or Trey Dog?
Are bad English accents going to be banned from the internet forever after this case?
I'm going to speak the rest of this thing.
So in West Philadelphia, I've heard
of
this Zimzam man.
Oh,
and,
God, you're
and
a rapist.
Bullshit, and fuck
you're
you. I'm sorry. You have been penalized. You have been eliminated. You're not even getting 2 minutes. You're being eliminated for the show for recycling a, 10-year-old meme. Wow.
This is rapist.
All right. Hey, this is summer, dude. Remember, we got the summer fags. Come on. Let's give me a break here, okay? There's still time.
Let the mental rapist on your show.
It's true. It's so true. That's
I'm
great.
I'm being mindfucked right now. I might kill myself right, blow my head off right on the air. It's a misery.
You want no balls?
Oh, no. I didn't know we had Amerisec members here.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
What are
you talking about? Amerisec? What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Oh, yeah, bitch. I'm going to speak the rest of the show in my English accent, but you know David Wright from Amerisec, he tried to hand hero.
This is a crime! Bad English accents are a crime!
He tried to live tweet his own suicide and failed.
Sir? Go back to the globby for you, sir. Eat your tongue.
Okay, moving on. Moving on. We got ten more callers to get to. Let's see who this is. Tay Biggins. What's up? You're on the air.
Oh, shit.
Tay Biggins.
That was kind of funny.
Hello?
Love me.
Okay, maybe not. All right, let's try another call. Caller, on the screen, you're on the air. Who's this?
Let's try crack.
Yes.
What?
I said, let's try some crack.
That's your handle? That's what you go by? I'm confused.
That's his name.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're talking about the Zimmerman verdict. I've got Midnight Movie and his puppet master, Jewish producer, with me. Kat is hanging out. Monica is chilling. We got Ace is still here.
Druck, presently.
Yeah. We're going to make it through this, though. Trust me. It'll be okay. We're almost there. It's less than a half hour to go. Hammurabi has not pressed one. I don't know why he hasn't. Maybe he's waiting for the ultimate audio spaghetti marathon, which could potentially happen. There's a lot of people that are anxious to get on. But let's see who this is. Caller, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller out of the 713, you're on the air.
That's actually my friend.
Hey, Vince. What's up, Vince?
What? What's up?
Vincent.
Is it Spyko?
Spyko.
It's Spyko. Okay, great. Spyko, you're back. What's going on?
Oh, not much. You know, calling back. Hung up on me. You're kind of mad sounding. I don't know. Deal,
I am a benevolent dictator. I'm a fascist, and I sometimes with an iron fist. And you have some hideous background noise going on with you, bro. So seriously, put some headphones on or something. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're talking about the Zimmerman case, and bringing on Facebook again. Facebook, what's up?
Fuck Facebook.
Hey, man, I'm sorry about the before.
It's no problem.
I actually want to have a conversation with you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's dialogue here.
Yeah, start something off. You start it.
Yeah. Set the reset button.
Whose line is it anyway? Just pick something, man.
What are you talking about? We're talking about the Zimmerman trial. What's your take on it, dude?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad he got acquitted.
Okay. Call. Let's see. Caller, unscreened, block number. You're on. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. How's it going?
Oh, Gonzo PhD. It's going well. How you doing?
Just outstanding, Vince. So what are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about the reaction to the Zimmerman verdict and all of the people that are all butthurt on Twitter and all the other social media and on the streets of some of the urban centers of the United States of America.
Well, the state never had a case in the first place, Vince. They brought it to keep political pressure down, to keep riots from happening, and they didn't have a case to begin with, and that's why they had to try to throw a bone at the manslaughter case at the last minute. It was just, and now they'll talk about a federal indictment, but they're not going to be able to get one of those either because there's just no proof of it. So, you know, it's just in another week, some kid'll rage through a school with a submachine gun of his mother's, and we'll forget all about it.
Wow.
True story.
It's
true story. There will be another tragedy within 7 days, if not sooner.
It's just to hide real shit that's going on in the world. Because countries are plotted. Okay, first off, I'm not 10. I'm 21, so shut the fuck
up, dude.
Prove it. Want to see my fucking license? Like,
yes,
oh my
actually.
God. I will dox myself right here, right now.
Do it.
A liar.
Yeah.
I
want to talk about horse sodomy. How many more people are going to die by that?
Your mom, number one, and
I believe
your grandma,
it's
number two.
My mom really is dead.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's decreasing by about 7% on average every year.
Hey, Hammy's waiting to get on. He's pressed 1 15 times.
Oh. Let's let him press it 15 more, and then I'll bring him on.
There you go.
Hammy,
I think he's upset.
Fuck you, Vince! This is bullshit. You have some fucking terrible guests on tonight. Really? The Monica chick with the fucking nigger with the cankles and the deep voice and the 5'9 weighing 305? And then this 21-year-old bitch. She hasn't said a fucking thing since she got on. She goes about 5'2", 265. What the fuck is wrong with you? You want to have a fucking civil discourse about this nigger getting shot in fucking Florida? You don't bring on a single real motherfucker. Shut up. You had your chance.
Who hurt you?
Finally, somebody woke up.
His mother.
Finally, somebody with a meth in their veins.
I love Hammy.
Yes.
Meth in their veins.
Feel the meth.
I need you to close your eyes and feel the electronic hug I am giving you right now.
I need you to close your eyes and feel the electronic dick I'm going to shove in your ass. Shut the fuck up.
You know what's so bad? I closed my eyes and felt nothing.
Oh,
so anyway,
are you okay? So, anyway, about
the
Trayvon thing. You didn't even bring on Danny. Danny had the best troll I've seen in like a week. With the fucking Trayvon death picture, and all of a sudden every cracker on earth is up in arms. Are you fucking kidding? We see pictures of Palestinians.
Hatred, Greg.
All the fucking time. Sicko posts that shit all the time. People are like, oh.
Excuse me, sir. Are you mad?
Oh, my God.
Are you mad?
No, this is just what he
does. Mad. I'm 21 and I know nothing.
It's like 4chan on Klonopin.
I know nothing yet. We have not had one single interesting conversation.
You
want to
talk about? You want to talk about?
There's some little fuck over there that has like the IQ of a fucking retard. Hold up, like you guys are a bunch
of
drug addict retards. Like, come on, like, where is your brain? Did you like lose that 4 years ago?
Did your parents let you stay up late tonight to call in?
Yeah, I did. I stayed up late. So late, let me tell you, it's 1 o'clock.
Sucks a bunch of cocks, so you know what's up.
Oh, yeah, because you can just
bunch
hear
of fucking
the cock down my throat. Let me tell you.
Has, like,
hey.
10 dudes on a fucking train on me.
Hey,
welcome to Audio Spaghetti, everybody.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
Hey,
who was
that first nigger cry?
Who was that pussy on here earlier? Don't say that shit out loud. Don't say that parents' basement.
We're not low shit. We back to shit. The motherfucking baddest motherfuckers in town. Nigga, back that ass.
Oh, I was waiting for that to come around.
Yeah, who was that in here making that parents' basement joke earlier?
Get Dan Russell in here.
Now, y'all come back now, you hear? Yeah, because that pussy, you know, I got to say, man, you real original. You real funny. You some dumbass little nigga. You know, you're going to talk shit. At least talk shit that you actually say. Not some shit that someone already said 100 times over on the internet. You think I come out of my parents' basement? Yeah,
I'm gonna
to fuck your mama and a fat-ass pussy.
Get him.
Hello.
I thought if somebody was going to speak in tongues, there had to be somebody there to be interpreted.
This is for sodomy times 1,000.
I'm going to buy 5 penguins and send them to Vince. They're $25 a piece.
Hey. I like their show on the Zimmerman trial, JP.
Yep.
It's called Zimmerman
Fuck
Was
Shoes.
Guilty. Thank you.
What?
Monkey Shoes believes the official story of Sandy Hook. He's an idiot.
Well, that's fine.
My
Shoes did you know what happened with that shit? That whole Zimmerman trial shit. You know, he did not deserve the not guilty verdict. He deserved to be made a hero for what he did. He tried to rid this world of one more dumbass.
Amen, brother.
And prevent the race war that was bring on the apocalypse. And what he did, all he did now, is bring on a goddamn ship out.
As George Zimmerman.
Hey, Vince.
Chimp out. Chimp
Oakland
out.
Police have just declared unlawful
out.
Assembly in Oakland.
Here's
we
the thing. The chimp
about
won't even start
Oakland.
Until tomorrow.
You know what?
Goddamn
fuck the Oakland Raiders.
Oh
my God. What are we going to do to
our
petition to that old team? Broncos and Patriots, motherfucker.
Oh my God, Monica, what did he say?
I just said that Oakland Police Department declared unlawful assembly.
New England Patriots, Tom Brady owns your ass.
I don't give a fuck if police. I patrolled it. I'm going down to the nearest.
Somebody shoot that motherfucker.
2013 chimp out. 2013 chimp out. 2013 chimp out. 2013 chimp out. 2013.
Wow.
Hey, Vince.
Oh, my. Hey, Monica.
Did you hear what I said?
No, there's too much faggotry going on. I couldn't hear anything. What
Oakland
was it?
Oakland police just declared unlawful assembly in Oakland.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't mean that they're doing anything. It just means they're declaring it so they get everybody out, probably before 11. They're trying to get everybody out before the newscast. So they don't get in trouble again. So even if it's the calmest thing happening, they're probably going to try to clear every... They're probably going to start... It's 10:42. They're probably going to start doing things either unlawful or just jacked up in the next 5 minutes. So they'll have everybody looking like they'll be dispersing by 11.
Sweet.
They learn from Occupy. They learn from Occupy
any,
not to.
Are there any live streams up right
now?
Yeah,
let me see if I can find it again.
Yeah, tweet me the live streams. Man, we have a full deck of callers. There's actually more callers that have called in since. I apologize, folks, for that audio spaghetti. Oh, crap, we lost Midnight Movie. Oh, well. Thank you, Mr. Midnight Movie, for coming out. If you're out there, it was great having you and your puppet master, Jewish producer, as per usual. You should check out their show. They have their own blog talk show pretty much every night, I think, during the week. But, yeah, let's take another call here. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on hold. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Howard. How's everybody tonight?
Doing okay, Howard. What's on your mind?
I'm thinking of angel answers with angel people.
What?
Fuck me to tears. All right, you got me. I'm fucking Chef Bonardi. All right. I forgot what the fuck
Chef.
I was going to say, but...
Chef, what's up?
Yeah. This whole George Zimmerman thing, it's just completely stupid. I mean, all right, I'm baked out of my fucking mind, all right?
You don't have to preface anything. Just tell us what you want to get out.
I feel that, you know, that the only reason why he's
basically found not guilty was mainly due to the prosecutors and the judge's own stupidity for most degrees in regards to how they handled it and what their demeanor was during the whole entire case. That was basically just what I wanted to say.
Yeah, it wasn't mapped out really well on the side of the prosecution.
Indeed.
It wasn't mapped out in the to fit the rules of Florida. He would have gotten a conviction in other states.
And right before they came back and did the verdict, didn't they also ask for a clarification in which they didn't actually receive that same clarification that they were demanding?
Yeah.
So
Florida law is they can only rewrite a certain thing. They can't just give them clarification because it'll seem like leading the jury. So they can only write a certain thing, and it has to be approved by both defense and prosecution. So if there was nothing they could have done.
Right. Well, that was basically just all I really wanted to say.
Three four seven eight two six seven six six seven is the number. Thank you, Chef Bon RD, for chiming in. We are now going to go to Ms. Becker. Ms. Becker, you're on the line with Monica and Ace. What's up?
Hello.
Yo.
What's going on? What's on your mind tonight? Have you been listening to all this nonsense?
Yes, I have. Listened since 10.
Can you believe it? It's almost over. We're almost there. But I'm glad you called in. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? You know who put it best? Was Jay Lederman. He said that law plus those facts equals a not guilty verdict.
Yep.
Which is true. And on behalf of criminal defense lawyers and prospective lawyers everywhere, I don't want to say I'm happy about the verdict, but it's kind of like it's a sigh of relief because that would so lower the standards for burden of proof.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it would have been different in another state. In another state, it would have been different, but in Florida, whatever they did didn't work.
Right. Well, even though it was just Florida and just Florida law, I think there's other states that have that law too, like Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was watching definition that file.
The self-defense definition is what got him, not so much to stand your ground, because he wasn't actually in any property of his own.
No. What's it called? Something about a castle. Usually in any state, if someone invades you in your own castle, you can kill them. But stand your ground is for any situation.
He didn't use it, though. He didn't have a stand your ground hearing, so.
You're right.
So. I expected it. You would want some, what I wanted and what I expected are two different things.
Right.
You know what I think?
No.
Think?
Nobody wants to know what you think, Ace.
I want to know what you think.
I think.
Be nice.
I think you two should hold hands.
We should.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
And make out.
And squish
your boobies together.
And shut down the China freeway together, just in the middle of the road, just halt everything.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
It's interesting if you look at aerial shots and even just photos of the LA protests. Like they shut down the China freeway, but there doesn't seem like there's that many people protesting. Especially right now, they're shutting down Hollywood and Highland, and there's more cop cars than there are protesters out there.
Yeah, a lot of them left during the, before it got dark.
Yeah. That's a far way to go from, where was it, Crenshaw and someone else from that side of town all the way to Hollywood.
Yeah. And it's not like there's a taxi line waiting for them at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess in Oakland, shit's about to go down.
Yep.
Shit went down last night. I was surprised they didn't get their asses kicked last night. It's like they fucked up a cop car.
You know
those
what?
Guys probably got jacked. It's also the same five dudes that have been jacking up stuff for years, so they already know those guys. They probably already had their bail money sitting at the jail.
Oh.
I was told that somebody was trying to call people different names to get them riled up earlier, and one of them just held him down and waited for the police to come and say, get this guy or else stuff is going to be a problem.
Right.
So.
Fuck you for helping us out.
People should just go ingest a bunch of bath salts, start eating each other's face off. That'll make it interesting.
That would be a whole other story. That would be a whole headline.
I just got a picture on my Twitter. I think they just blocked off 14th and Broadway.
I have some circumstantial evidence in my pants.
Thank you, Vin.
Pretty small circumstances, if you ask me, buddy.
Yeah, you would know. You would know. All right.
Actually.
Whatever, Satan. Oh man. Okay, we gotta wrap up this tacos. Close down this taco stand here in moments. We're getting dangerously close to being done with the show. Wow. Thank you everybody for enduring this cavalcade of mediocrity. It's been a fun. I've had fun. And before we shut down the unit here, we're going to go around the horn and get people's final thoughts, starting with Spyco. Spyco, parting thoughts. Spyco. Earth to Spyco.
He isn't thinking right now.
What, Vince?
Hey, Spyco, final thoughts.
Is this the right line? I'm called in a whole bunch of times.
I know. You're on. I can hear you.
Oh, anyways, fucking, yeah. Great show tonight. Fucking epic.
Okay, appreciate the call. Facebook, final thoughts.
Oh, hey, I'm just sorry. I'm sorry for all the beta autist retards you got on tonight, and I was just trolling you guys. But, you know, I had fun, and it was fun to listen to you guys.
Cool. Try harder next time. Caller from the 347 area code. Final thoughts. Caller, are you there? Hello? Caller is gone. Okay. Hammurabi, final thoughts.
Boom, boom, boom. That's why I love you, Vince. Lil B. He cries for everyone. That's number one. Number two. Not enough nigger cries. Number three. Should have let Danny finish. Number four. Hammurabi got about to say. Number five. Monica's a fat nigger. Number six. That 21-year-old chick is dumb as shit and also a fat nigger. Number seven, go fuck yourself. Have a great night.
Class act, as always. Thank you, Hammurabi. Let's go. Jesus Christ, who else do we have here? Speaking of nigger Christ, nigger Christ, final thoughts.
Hey, so what was that shit earlier? You done muted me in the middle of my song.
What song?
I was sitting here performing my new-ass Chimp Out song live during that audio spaghetti shit. Then you done cut me off right into the fourth bar. That's some bitch-ass shit, Vince.
Well, contractually, I don't think we can play the entirety of the track, or else we have to play royalties. It's a legal thing.
And royalties? I already got your mama sucking on this dick. Fuck this.
Yeah, yeah, and so he hangs up like a pussy. Oh, whatever. My God. Okay. Gonzo PhD, final thoughts.
Wow. That was 114 minutes, Vince, with only, and I used a stopwatch, there were 3 useful minutes in 114. So there was
that
111
wow.
minutes. You wasted 111 minutes of NSA-sanctioned bandwidth tonight, Vince.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say thank you. Congratulations to Facebook. It's got to be the worst summer fag troll I've ever heard. To the 17-year-old that stayed up late so that she could call in and say nothing, fuck you.
Yep, buddy.
And to the rest of you guys, and the late-night movie guy, that dude talked more and said less than anyone that's ever been on your show. And with that,
nice.
I bid you good night, Vince.
Right on. Thanks, Gonzo. Appreciate it, as always. Ace, your final thoughts.
Yeah, I want to be serious for a moment before I get off the air here. Give a little serious final thought.
Wait, I thought you were always
serious. All... No, I'm very serious. As a matter of fact, you're about to see that in about 3 minutes. Anyway, on to a different topic. With all of the Zimmerman shit going on and the Snowden, we've kind of lost track of the really important issue out there, which is Manning. I just wanted to say, guys, it takes a lot to be a quarterback in the NFL and have 4 neck surgeries and still come back and lead the Broncos to a postseason victory. So all
That's
you guys
a valid
need to support
statement.
Peyton Manning, hell yes. The motherfucker will be in the Super Bowl this year. Fuck Indianapolis. Fuck Jim Irsay. Peace out.
That's what's up. Appreciate it. The call, Ace. Ms. Becker, your final thoughts.
I'm really disappointed to see Basco didn't come on. It was just Danny.
Yeah, it kind of bummed me out, too.
And I just checked her public timeline, and she hasn't tweeted about Trayvon Martin. I'm surprised.
That's it is what it is. She's busy. She's busy working for an on forecast, right?
She's busy with her imaginary clients and her client who's not in a state. Is in a state she's not licensed to practice law in. That's what she's busy doing.
Right on.
Especially her imaginary clients.
So, anything you wanna plug? Any anecdotes? Any words of wisdom? Any promote anything? What's up?
To me?
Yeah.
Words of wisdom. I don't know. Just Skittles and iced tea, I guess. I'm drawing blank.
Okay. All right. Fine. Fair enough. Appreciate the call, as always, Ms. Becker. And let's see. Last but not least, I think, is my special guest tonight, Monica. Monica, any final thoughts?
Just that be nice to each other. The worse you are to me, the better I look. So go ahead. Haters, come one, come all. I take everybody. I ain't scared. Have a good night.
Oh, yeah. You have a good night, too. Very, very happy to have Monica, Mr. Midnight Movie, Jewish producer, and Punk Boy SF. It was a pleasure and an honor to pleasure all of you. Catch up with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And until next time. I'm going to leave you with a song here that was for Mr. Midnight Movie, who already left, but I'm going to play it anyway. It's a little Bob Dylan, and we're out of here. Once again, catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Peace out.
take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty. So say we all, four person.
Thank you very much.